The Man of God Network exists to help the church in her mission to identify and equip qualified, faithful men for the gospel ministry and for the recovery of biblical reformation in our day. It's our joy to provide you with resources that both encourage you and edify you as you seek to build Christ's church where you are, to the end that He is better known, loved, and exalted. We appreciate the support of our listeners. To learn more about how you can help us accomplish our mission, visit manofgodnetwork.com.
Welcome to Confessing the Faith, a theological and devotional walk through the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. I am your host, Sam Waldron. I'm one of the pastors of Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Owensboro, Kentucky, and the president of Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. We have been considering Chapter 10 of the Confession, which takes up the crucial subject of effectual calling. We have looked at the biblical doctrine of effectual calling from its first two paragraphs. Now we come to the application of this to the thorny subject of infants dying in infancy and the heathen who die without the gospel. These subjects are treated in its final two paragraphs, paragraphs 3 and 4. Here is what they say. Paragraph 3. Elect infants dying in infancy are regenerated and saved by Christ through the Spirit, who worketh when and where and how He pleases. So also are all elect persons who are incapable of being outwardly called by the ministry of the Word. Paragraph 4. Others not elected, although they may be called by the ministry of the Word and may have some common operations of the Spirit, yet not being effectually drawn by the Father, they neither will nor can truly come to Christ, and therefore cannot be saved. Much less can men that receive not the Christian religion be saved, be they never so diligent to frame their lives according to the light of nature, and the law of that religion they do profess. The first thing I must do here is make a comment about the original reading of paragraph 3. My early experience with the confession was with a copy of it that simply read, infants dying in infancy. That reading is, I discovered later, not original. The original reading is, elect infants dying in infancy. This change of deleting the word elect was probably intended to weaken the possible implication that some such infants were not elect, and to strengthen the implication that all infants dying in infancy are elect. These are only possible implications, of course, and neither good nor necessary inferences from the confession. But what does this statement clearly and necessarily imply? The doctrine of effectual calling teaches us that God can save infants. Because effectual calling teaches God's sovereignty and salvation, it is in this chapter that infant salvation is taught. Calvinism is sometimes accused, falsely, of teaching the damnation of infants, but this chapter actually teaches the salvation of elect infants. Spurgeon and some other Calvinists actually say all infants are saved by God's grace. But this slander against Calvinism, teaching the damnation of infants, began perhaps because Calvinism, with historic Christianity, teaches the doctrine of original sin. Thus babies, being sinful, need salvation. To deny, as some age of accountability theories do, original sin is very serious error. The Arminian makes salvation depend on the will of the infant. If, however, we accept the biblical and Christian doctrine of original sin, it is the doctrine of the Arminian, then, that tends to the damnation of infants too young for a decision of the will. The doctrine of effectual calling, however, underscores the sovereignty of God in salvation, and thus teaches His ability to save even infants dying in infancy. The confession certainly assumes that at least some such infants are elected by and saved by this sovereign God. It even teaches that others, like infants who lack the mental ability to understand the gospel, may be saved in the same way. There is here an important qualification to the doctrine of exclusivism, that is to say, the doctrine that men may only be saved by believing in Christ. This great truth, and it is a crucial gospel teaching, does not apply to infants and the mentally incompetent.